Greetings. This is Jesse Gilbert, aka General Hakan, aka the Alpha Cyberwolf, Wireless Ambassador to Humanity. So, in case you didn't get the picture already, Wireless is a portmanteau of the word wolf plus owls. But actually, it's something different. It defies description. It's like a triple portmanteau. The wolf, the owl, and the wow factor. And of course, the fact that it is plural, wowls instead of wowl, is important because for the age of Internet of Things, IoT, technology has to work together. It has to collaborate and coordinate to be effective in the marketplace. So the major three themes always talked about in media concerning future technology are the following: artificial intelligence, AI, IoT, Internet of Things, and robotics. And Wireless covers all three of these things in like a triple portmanteau in a way that no other brand ever can. And yes, in addition, we use international flagworks, so we don't have to mess with those clowns at the trademark office and deal with the bar bunnies. So if you want to know real history and not fake historical revisionism, the swastika was also a Mongolian-themed brand. The swastika came from Tengri, like Mongolian sort of Siberian shamanism, animism, whatever it is out there exactly, I don't know. But that's the origins of the swastika, and it came to Europe. And Adolf Hitler and the Nazi Party were enabled to use that logo, that very catchy logo that built a mass movement in record time, because they didn't have to deal with any trademark offices and any lawyers. Hitler did not like lawyers, and I give him a lot of credit for that. I don't like lawyers either. I hate them. The Bar Association was formed in the 1800s, and they're a completely corrupt criminal syndicate. And, you know, if Hitler hated him, God bless the man. Let's just put it this way. There's a lot more truth on his side than people will give him credit for. And to learn from history, you have to have freedom of information, the freedom to study every last perspective and not allow everything to be censored like the ADL, Jewish Anti-Defamation League, wants to. They want to outlaw even like Mein Kampf on Amazon. And just to reiterate, I listened to like a 9-hour audio on the life of Adolf Hitler from Amazon, which is where I got some of my insights from. So yeah, going into the Wireless space race brand, the pro cannabis space race dominator brand, which is also great for the VTOLs and luxury homes, personal luxury affordable homes that are eco-friendly. I had to do really heavy research, and let's just say this type of intelligence is not easy to come by. I don't want to give the full details because the reality of it is so horrifying that you might not be able to handle it. We're talking about mass incarcerations over the cannabis industry. You can check out the link to the article on the National Vanguard site that I have above about cannabis prohibition, and it was from the criminal mainstream media. Hearst Communications teamed up with the timber industry, who were making pulp paper, cutting down trees and being anti-environmentalist. They teamed up with the pulp industry, the timber industry, to vilify cannabis and outlaw it for corporate profits. And in like a three-way, in a dirty three-way with Philip Morris, the tobacco industry. So they all teamed up to use propaganda and brainwashing to vilify cannabis and hemp and kill millions and millions of Americans. It's not only the Americans that have died from cancer in the hospitals and who don't have access to life-saving medicine from cannabis and THC. It is also millions of drunk driving deaths on highways. Newsflash, you can operate a vehicle after snorting a whole lot of cocaine, and or smoking a whole lot of cannabis. And you probably even do fine on methamphetamine. I don't like meth. I only tried it once in my life and it wasn't for me. But I am aware that it was Hitler and the Nazi Party that created methamphetamine for war reasons, you know, to enable soldiers to stay up for days on end. To my knowledge, it was synthesized in a German lab, you know, in the early 1900s. So, yeah, and this also goes into the politics of heroin. I've gone to jail. I did not commit a felony, let alone a misdemeanor. I was framed. It was all bullshit. You know, somebody tried to entrap me, and I said something negative about it, and they claimed I was a terrorist of some sort. You know, this is crazy California white trash geek politics. So, yeah, in jail, I let's just say I was liberal and open-minded, and I happened to make friends or acquaintances with a heroin dealer from Berkeley, California. And let's just say we had a meeting of minds and, you know, shared intelligence about each other's lives and what we've been through. And, you know, we may have, you know, passed a note or two under doors in the jail cells, you know, talking about various things. And, yeah, I've come to the realization that heroin's not an issue. When I'm traveling in outer space, if I get injured, you best believe I want pure heroin immediately. Heroin is an outstanding anesthesia for battlefield wounds and any sort of thing. I mean, you know, when you go to the dentist, whether you get a, you know, heroin injection, a morphine injection, or laughing, you know, it's all politics. It's all politics and bribery and intellectual property laws and politicking. But there's nothing inherently bad about heroin. It's not worse than alcohol. I mean, how many alcoholics are there in the world? Donald Trump's brother died of alcohol. So many people get wrapped up in alcohol. It's not even good. Wine is so overrated. I mean, I don't want to get biblical here because there's so much disinformation in the Bible, but it's, you know, let's just hear it this way. I heard a story, something about like Noah's Ark, and, you know, he got off after the flood, and like the first thing he did was like plant a vineyard. I mean, what's going through your mind? Why do you want to get drunk and get stupid? Drinking makes you stupid. You know, you'll crash your car. I personally would way rather smoke weed. You know, I don't mind a tall, cold glass of Guinness. That's the only beer I drink, Guinness, and maybe some Heineken German beer. You know, most of the beer is not that good, but I've drank a few beers. Not a whole lot. I was never an alcoholic, but fair market value. Let's have a little more equality here with fair market feedback. So that's the intro video, and I'll discuss some more politics on this. Like, I want to actually participate in a justice movement to get the guy who created the Great Silk Road out of jail. I think they have him in Texas. They gave him like 155 back-to-back life sentences for, you know, selling. Oh, I forgot mushrooms. Mushrooms are great too. I love those things. I'll chow them right up when I'm flying my vehicle in outer space. And these faggot white trash geeks who try to outlaw, you know, all that stuff in outer space for Philip Morris. Nah, they're going to get hit with nuclear weapons. Stay tuned.